Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me, Ben Jones, fresh off a grueling workout. Wow, these guys work you pretty hard here.
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. Coming in here is my second day in here. They get after it every day, and I like what I've seen so far, and just getting in here and getting a workout, and a lot of the guys are in here, so you push yourself, so it's a great atmosphere in here.
Well, and you have a great atmosphere at NRG Stadium, a phenomenal weight room, and I know great trainers and some great things happen there. But with it being kind of a vacation week and a little different atmosphere, is it kind of nice to change it up? And what is the difference in the workouts here?
Definitely. It's very high-paced. It's not a lot of rest, so you're constantly moving. So it's like a game atmosphere. You get a couple seconds off, and you go on to the next play. Then you get like a minute off after your third or fourth set. So it's just like having a long drive, come to the sidelines, and going right back out there. So they're training you like you're playing a game.
Well, and pretty important as well this time of year. You've got training camp a few weeks out. This is kind of a dead time, but it's not a dead time for working out and staying in shape.
Not at all. I mean, this time is to get better and improve on things that you need to correct from OTAs and mini camp. So getting better shape and getting into the grind of camp, and just you want to be in camp in your best shape. So this right here is getting me in the shape that I need to be in.
Let's talk a little bit about OTAs and the mini camp that you just came out of. You, of course, are the starting guy there now. But what did you sort of see, and what did you like about what you did see this year?
Guys just came out there with a passion to work and to get better. You're not out there the first day like last year trying to learn the system. Everybody, we've moved past that, and we're trying to move on and have a more bigger grasp of the offense and defense. So everybody's came together and really competed out there. And just the amount of depth we have is amazing that we have on this team.
Are the expectations higher, do you think, because it isn't about learning the system? The coaching staff has been in place. Everybody seems to be very excited about this season. And, like, are those expectations there for all of you guys?
Definitely. Every year you have expectations, and you want to be better every year. You can never be satisfied, or you're going to always go down. So every year you're trying to get better at something, and definitely this year we're going to come out and try to be dominant as offensive line and the whole offense. So that's our goal, is to come out every week and be prepared.
From an offensive line standpoint, you personally or you guys as a group, there's obviously a quarterback competition going on back there. Do you approach anything any differently, or is every snap the same?
It's really the same. You really don't even notice until you're in the huddle, like, who's going to be in there that snap. So, hey, they deliver the play. We go to the line, and we just got to handle our duties so they can perform their job.
All right, so what about you? What do you do from now until August 1st when training camp starts?
I'm in here working out, and you'll take a couple of days off. I'm going to take a couple of days off of the force and carry my mom out to California and see the Redwoods for her birthday. So I'm going to show her that, and I'll be right back on the grind.
All right. Thank you so much. We have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, our Drew Doherty introduces you to our Coach of the Week, and that is Romeo Crennel. Stay with us.